This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate your patience with me and you being with me tonight. If you head up to the website, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, lots going on up there. You can give me your email address so that I can send you an email once a week, not 12 times a day, once a week. Let you know who we have coming on, what we're going to be talking about, that kind of stuff. Wouldn't you love to know ahead of time so you can decide when to tune in, how to tune in, if you want to tune in? Or do you want me to just keep you in the dark? That way there, I never have to worry about it. Neither do you. Anyway, head up there, sign up for the newsletter. You know, take the poll. There's a lot happening up there as well. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend. You know, I want you to start thinking, really start thinking, because this year is an election year. It's a midterm year. Republicans, conservatives in a midterm year are lazy. We think it's going to be okay. Everything's going to be all right. It's not going to be. They're going to work hard. They're spending lots of money. The Democrats in California are spending lots of money to get some of these seats back. You know? And they're getting money from people they shouldn't be getting money from. Planned Parenthood. Well, actually, Planned Parenthood's getting money from people it shouldn't be getting from, right? The government. And they use all that money to help. No, actually, they don't. They use all that money. They use a big chunk of that money to help elect Democrats. That's what they do. Right? Can you imagine us giving money to the NRA and then have the NRA help Republican candidates get elected? The political wing of Planned Parenthood has gubernatorial House and Senate races in 8 states. And it is the biggest midterm push by Planned Parenthood ever. Now, the campaign by Planned Parenthood will cost at least $20 million. Right? That cost, it's official to say that with almost certainty, will be. See, it always is. The Dems are going to have to spend megabucks to win seats or to win seats back. Planned Parenthood Action Fund and Planned Parenthood Votes make the abortion provider one of the largest entities funding Democratic candidates. They're seeking to capitalize on the momentum that stems from the Women's March and the momentum isn't what they think it is. And most of those women, when they were doing the interviews, how many of them actually knew what they were doing there? It wasn't a support woman. It was an anti-Trump march. March. Didn't come out right. So I'm not so sure how well that's going to work. Which is why I keep telling you conservatives, you need to get off your butt and get rolling. Besides Planned Parenthood, various feminist leftists and progressive have joined, you know, together to get crazy and pull these houses back. Now, Planned Parenthood is targeting Arizona, Florida, Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Last year, they spent over $4.5 million on gubernatorial races alone, New Jersey, Virginia, and they won in both of them. You guys can't take this for granted. You can't do it. The priorities of those states with competitive races for Senate and governorships, right? Some of those races are going to be, you know, after 2020, that might be more accessible because they do the census of 2020. Planned Parenthood's Arizona and Nevada present opportunities. Arizona Senator Jeff Flake is retiring, while Senator Den Heller is seen as vulnerable in a state that went for Hillary Clinton. Democrats and Planned Parenthood see targets again. See, you know what I would do? These guys... You know what these guys need to do? They need to be riding on what's in your wallet. You know that commercial says, what's in your wallet? That's what they need to do. They need to put up a list of stats from 2000, I don't know, when did Obama get in? 2009 to 2016 or whatever it was. And show people for true, for real, for honest, what they got in their paychecks. How much they were paying in their taxes. You know, don't go all over the place. What is an average a family making $48,000 a year renting a house or an apartment with two kids? What do they take home every week? What could they save? And then they need to flop that to 2017 or 18. What's a family? Same thing. Line it up exactly the same way. And based on the new tax law, what are you taking home every week? How much more money do you have in your pocket? How much do you actually make now? Right? You've got to be able to, you have to be able to do real world comparisons to these people that actually make sense. So instead of talking about the may, like what are we going to do with the nukes in North Korea? What are we going to do with the Chinese trade? I mean, that for the most part doesn't, the people don't pay attention to that stuff. They should. They oughta. You know, they did the, I don't even know where the poll came out today, where they were talking about how many people really care about the Russian, I think it was USA Today poll, one of those. Do the Americans, the English, or whatever, do they still care about what went on in Russia? I don't think so. And the poll said no. Poll said half of 1% was still interested in what was going on in Russia. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. You. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart antibody extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Please be part of the conversation. I do appreciate so much the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. There's a live chat room there. Smarter people than I in that chat. I can attest to that. I'm reading what they're writing. Smarter people than I in the chat room. Or you can head over to Facebook. Facebook also has a lot of smart people over there as well. So if I bore you to death, you can always hop on their site and find out what's going on there. You know, for my Christian buds, there was a sit-in of some kind. I don't know what it was. I think it was yesterday or the day before. And author Stephanie Block says that social blindness and immigration doesn't benefit immigrants. Catholic liberal activists, including priests and women of, you know, religious means. Hey, I'm just reading it and then write it. They were arrested near the U.S. Capitol while calling on Congress to find a solution for hundreds of thousands of so-called Dreamers. There is a solution. Right? The president said that he'll give them a path to citizenship. It'll take them 10 or 12 years to get there. But he'll give them a path. They have to do certain things first. I don't understand. Somebody sent me a note today about a father that was being deported after 31 years. You know, here's your Trump. The guy's been here 31 years, has three kids and a wife. Never applied for citizenship. Never applied for residency. Never went to an attorney to see what he could do. And you want me to feel bad for him, right? Anyway, the policy which provided work permits and delay in deportation is scheduled to terminate on March 5th. The rally was organized by PICO, an international network of leftists organized with ties to church groups. Now, prominent among those arrested were Sister Elise Garcia, right, Sister Joanne Persh, and Father Thomas Reese. Now, in a speech, we said that they are our students. They're sitting in our classrooms. They're our parishioners. Well, then why haven't you told them to get it right? Why haven't you guys hired attorneys to help them get it right? Why haven't you guys coached them and mentored them and helped them get their act together? Of course they're students. They're kids. They're human beings. We get all of that. But they broke the law. Now remember what Jesus said about the law, right? Render unto God what is his, and render unto the Caesar what is Caesar's. There are laws we have to live by. Okay? Immigration laws being part of them. There's nowhere where Jesus tells us to break the law. There are students, they're sitting in our classes, there are parishioners, they're kneeling in our churches and pointing to Capitol buildings. It's time for people who work in that building to realize that this is a moral issue. It's a justice issue. Right? And gamesmanship has to stop. I don't know what he's talking about. What game? You mean political games? Say it. Political games? Will the Democrats want more voters? And the Republicans want you to follow on? No, neither one of them is perfect. I get it. But again, you talk to some of these long-time immigrants that have been here that did it legally, that did it the right way, they don't want this either. Some of them are present are members of the Sisters of Mercy, a congregation of Catholic women. Following President Trump's decision to terminate DACA, they issued a statement on their website. Now, they condemned the order as immoral and unjust. You realize that it was unjust to put the order in place to begin with. Now, although President Trump had repeatedly pledged to treat DACA recipients with heart, his decision to wind down DACA is deeply troubling. We agree that Congress needs to pass just immigration policy reform, but this action by the administration abdicates its responsibilities and promise to DACA recipients. Look, here's the problem. We have kicked so much down the road. I don't care if it's taxes. I don't care if it's how we take care of these kids, the budget. We've kicked so much down. When do we stop? When do we stop the train from moving so we can fix the cars? When do we stop the cars from moving so you can change the tire? This is getting crazy. You know, at some point in time, you've got to go, okay, enough is enough. We've hit the ceiling. We now have to start taking care of these issues for real. And it is Congress to take care of. You know, the president gave them quite some time to get a move on this thing, and they didn't. All of a sudden, the Congress doesn't agree with what's happening. They think the president's wrong. This is why I said to you, we have no Republicans. We have no conservatives. There's nobody there fighting for us except for Trump to a big degree. Where are all the conservatives? Where are all the Republican congressmen that should have been there saying something, doing something, work on some kind of dreamer scenario? Why didn't they get people together from both sides of the aisle to sit down and actually start working through this? Now, look, they may not agree, and by March 4th, they still may not agree, but at least they would have been working on it. And then the president can say, well, you're pretty far along. You're 70% there. I'll tell you what, I'll extend it out 2 or 3 more weeks. But when you don't get it done, and all of a sudden you're in disarray, and you're just screaming about the fact that the president's wrong, I wouldn't extend it at all. Anyway, Catholic Day of Action is being called for. And it's been organized by the California-based, of course, leftist PICO National Network. Now, Peirce said that she stands with the Dreamers in what she feels is a moral issue, accepting the possibility of arrest. She said that her prayers work on behalf of comprehensive immigration. Ooh, there's that word. Ding, 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 ding. Comprehensive immigration reform. What does that mean? Well, to some it means a wall. To some it means people going through the proper process. To some it means people paying fines. To some, it means no borders, no rules, no laws, no responsibility. She said it's had no impact. As a woman of faith, I'm called to be wise, courageous, and a prophetic voice. Yeah, sister, go back and read it. The prophetic voice is not for the DACA recipients. Now, referring to House Speaker Paul Ryan, a fellow Catholic, Peirce said, this is a challenge to every person who says that they are a Catholic, a Christian, a person of faith. And this applies to Paul Ryan as well. I wonder what her thoughts are on abortion, same-sex marriage, and those things. Let's see if you're really in line with what the Bible says, or you just pick and choose. She said, Paul, why do you persecute me? This is what she's aligning with Paul Ryan. So, are you aware of Ryan out killing Christians? I didn't get that memo. I didn't get the pictures. You would think with all the cameras out there, and with a sister, a Catholic nun should know better. You want to talk about gamesmanship? That, my friends, was gamesmanship. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, we just did the story about Planned Parenthood. And I used to get so upset and so crazy about, you know, what's going on in campuses across the country because I didn't feel like we had a fighting chance. I didn't think, you know, we really were getting the traction that we needed. And the school administrators getting your way and just one thing after another, couldn't seem to get any real help. But there's an organization called Students for Life, and they are making headway. And I did an interview with one of the people there, and it does. It gives you It gives you a warm fuzzy, knowing that these people are on the job. They're willing to help. They're willing to fight. But you got to be willing to help them too. Take a listen.
You know, I'd like to bring my next guest right on. I've been, I won't say affiliated with, but I've been watching this group for quite a few years now, and I appreciate what they're doing on campuses and other places all across the country. We've got Kristen Hawkins on the line with me. She's the president of Students for Life America. And Kristen, thanks so much for being with me today.
Oh, thanks for having me today, Joe.
You know, I've been watching you guys for a long time. I love what you're doing on the campuses, but here's the deal. First of all, tell people what Students for Life America does. What are you about?
Sure. Well, we're about equipping this generation of young people, those who are being directly targeted by the abortion industry, to stand up and to say that this is the pro-life generation, that we're on campuses every day with our more than 1,000 groups educating this, you know, their peers about what abortion really is, how Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry prey upon them, and serving women who are facing crisis pregnancies right there on campus.
You know, and you're out there, you're dealing with the young people. Some of us, you know, old guys like myself, we think it's a lost cause because we think you've been brainwashed into believing that abortion is nothing but getting rid of a few cells, a few blobs of cells. What kind of response are you getting on campuses from the young people, the young ladies, the young men?
Well, you would actually be surprised. surprised. You know, they view this issue as a human rights issue. And so a lot of them, you know, when we talk to them about, you know, for example, our fall tour is called Abortion is Violent. They can't deny that abortion is innately a violent act against a living human being. And so we actually have a lot of really productive conversations on campuses of students who have never really thought about the issue before or haven't really critically thought about it, who change their minds after hearing the truth.
Yeah, I really do appreciate, again, what you guys are doing out there, because I know you have, I was going to say a lot, but you've got like mega opposition usually from staff, from faculty. You don't have to say it, the loons on the left, you know, come out in force. And it's interesting that you don't have the same rights that football players have in this country. You don't have a right to a free speech or freedom of expression on campuses, yet they're willing to defend the right of football players who make $11 million a year that are somehow being oppressed. I don't get it. You recently had an issue.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, you recently had an issue on a campus. Tell us about it.
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of issues on campuses, actually. We have so many vandalizations happening right now, discrimination cases. It's almost impossible to talk about them. Because there's not enough time to issue press releases for every single case. And the left has been emboldened because of President Trump's election. And so now the first thought when you're passing a pro-life display on campus is, well, I'll just stomp on those crosses or I'll tear them down. And we had campus of St. Louis University, a Catholic school, twice now, their crosses have been ripped up from the ground. And despite having security cameras on the display, the school has never been able to find the perpetrators of these displays. We had Northern Kentucky University, for the 11th year in a row, our crosses were vandalized. Miami University of Ohio, our display, our human rights, when did human rights begin display, was stolen right before us. This is happening all over the country. And this is just, these are just people, mostly, these are students who are committing these acts of vandalization who, you know, really don't have an answer. I think they're inspired by the acts of the left and Antifa and all the violence that's been taking place. But then you also have the same, you know, in the same school, you'll have discrimination issues where it'll take hours, for school to get back when there's an emergency situation, weeks and months for them to get back to approve a new Students for Life group or approve an event or help us find a room to host a speaker.
Yeah, I watch this stuff. I watch what you guys, and not just you, there are other organizations going through this kind of stuff too. How is staff doing with this? I mean, staff on the grounds of these campuses, are they helpful at all? Are they willing to engage, or do they kind of sit back and watch it play out?
You know, it kind of depends on the campuses, honestly, what's going on, who's the actors on the campus.
Yeah, you know what's funny is even, you know, we do stories about campuses and different stories all across the country, and even on quote-unquote Christian or Catholic campuses, I just don't see the support. I don't see the love for you guys in groups like yours, even in those campuses. I'm always amazed by it, aren't you?
Yeah, no, it's fascinating that you would think, and I think it's kind of counterintuitive. Most people think that the biggest challenges we have are on the public schools.
Yep.
But really, we have more rights on public school campuses than we do on Catholic or other Christian college campuses.
Yeah, I always find that amazing, again, when I read the stories and watch what goes down. Now, the young people that may not be on the same page as you, they might even be pro-abortion for all we know, are they supportive of your rights, your free speech rights on campuses?
You know, sometimes they are. It kind of depends on the students, to be honest with you. We used to have a lot more tolerance on campuses, even students who disagreed with us. But because, like I said, because of the election of Donald Trump, they're just emboldened. Now, anytime you talk about something that could hurt someone's feelings or, you know, be, you know, difficult to think about, it's considered hate speech or it's considered triggering. You know, we have campuses now or the schools. Our abortion is violence display is not graphic. It just simply, with words, describes what happens during multiple abortion procedures. And schools are trying to force our groups to even put up trigger warnings for that. So students can, you know, walk by the area. They can find another way to class so they won't have to come and see us.
I think this is, I find all this stuff just amazing and interesting. Also, when it comes to funding, there's no equality there, is there? I mean, when you guys want to get a few bucks for a display or for some help, you can't get any money. Well, you barely get any money, while the LGBTQ groups on campus seem
That's
to
right.
get a bulk of the funding. What's
they
their
do.
Explanation for that?
You know, that's really interesting. You say that we actually had a lawsuit, I think we won it in Southern California there not too long ago, a situation where a group couldn't even get $500 for a pro-life speaker, but yet the LGBTQ group on campus gets over $300,000 a year. What they've done, what the left has done, is they've made these institutions on campus. So the Women's Center is now an actual center on campus that gets way more money than any pro-abortion student group might get. The LGBTQ groups are now their actual student diversity centers on campus. So they get huge chunks of money. They have full-time staff devoted to getting out the messaging on whatever the messaging of the day is. Whereas pro-life group, we don't have an office of pro-life activities or a pro-life director of diversity. It's just our students.
Right. You know, it's funny, as I've been watching you guys over the years, I've even met with a couple of you, you know, for lunch. I always said the same thing about this. If we keep, now we know it's a God thing, but if we keep approaching it as a God doesn't like this, God doesn't approve of this, we're going to keep losing. You guys have kind of taken it from a different angle, even though, again, I realize God's at the center, but now you're coming at it. I love the human rights angle. That's actually getting you a lot of traction, is it not?
That's right, and we approach this entirely secularly on campuses. You know, a lot of our groups, obviously, our faith is what compels us.
Right.
Our faith is what gives us hope and what gives us courage to do this work. But when we're talking about this issue on campuses, religion's never brought up.
No, no, and again, it stops them dead in their tracks because they can't just call you a name or go, yeah, those are religious fanatics.
Right.
No, when the way you do it, I love what you're doing. Now, tell people how they can, now, more than just financially, though, finances is good, we need donations, but also how can they get engaged with you? How can they help you succeed on these college campuses?
Well, there's a lot you can do. You can go to studentsforlife.org. You can sign up for our email list. We have a supporter email list. You can kind of find out what's going on. You'll get weekly updates from me. We also have a prayer team list. You can sign up to be on our prayer team. We send out monthly prayer alerts. We also have guidebooks for adults who want to start pro-life groups in their parishes, their church youth groups. We have homeschool books. So you can just email us if you have a child, a grandchild in your life who you think would benefit from joining a pro-life group, from starting a student for life group, email us at info@studentsforlife.org. We'll get them plugged in. We can give you the resources as well to help them.
It's a great, great idea. And like I said, keep up the good work. I really do appreciate what you guys are doing out there.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far, a lot more after the break. Seriously, more crazy stories. We'll be right back.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855. Doesn't it feel like you're in a time warp? Actually, not a warp, just a world warp. Like you're in a whole different world and time and everything. Just freaks. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time you spend. You ready for this? You know, I should make it so they have to be in the chat room when they win the flag, right?
No.
That makes it more exciting. That means they have to listen to the show.
I know, but what about the people driving?
Whatever. You're getting soft on me over here.
No, I'm not.
Anyway, so last night I said 35th emailer would get the flag. It's really tough because one of the persons that was emailing is a friend of mine. But I say, don't give up because you missed it by one, and you know who you are.
Oh, know.
Yeah. No, that's actually, anyway. So Robert Meeks gets the flag. He's got to respond to me, though. Right? I need, Robert, you need to send me an email. I need your email. Not your email. I got your email. I need your address to send the flag to. I can't ship it through email. Okay? So, Robert Meeks, you win. You get the flag. And hopefully you'll do what I want everybody to do, which is take a picture of the flag. When you get it, show me you got it. And send me a picture. We get to use your picture on our website. So I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to studentsforlife.org. It's a great little website. Gives you an idea of what they're doing. If you want to help them out, you have the ability there to help them out. And they are really making changes up on the on campuses all across the country. Seriously. All right, so let's see some of these stories I can get rid of. Hey, did you know the federal employees got the, I think it was today, got the day off today? Is anybody aware of that? Do you know why they got the day off? Because it was too windy in D.C. I mean, seriously. And they got paid for it.
You mean we paid them?
No, they got paid for it. Yeah, it's out of our money, but they got paid. Right? How many of you can call your boss and go, hello, boss? Yes. A little windy outside. I think I'll stay home today. Seriously.
I'll try that next time.
Yeah, good luck with that. Right? I mean, seriously. It's just always interesting to me to watch what... There's a total different set of the rules for the feds than there is for everybody else, right? Now, back in July of 2016... I love this, too. They were all, think about this. They were also told to stay home because it was too hot outside. So we got windy, we've got hot, you know we have cold in some there, right? So it, always fun to watch that happen. This is just hilarious. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can find those all over the place. The, God, I just had it up on the screen. I want to talk about it. Oh, yeah. On the school shooting side of the world. There's an article that's been floating around for a while, and I don't really know how true it is. You know, you can find it in some places, but if I'm really off, let me know. The deadliest school attack in U.S. history, this writer says, was erased. And mostly because it wasn't done with a gun. It doesn't fit the narrative. Right? So as the media and the government continue to use, you know, the tragic shooting in Parkland, Florida, they're trying to, you know, advance their agendas. Both sides are, and more than that. It's important to remember the psychopaths who want to kill lots of people will do it with or without a gun. And it's so true. Look, forget the car part. Right? I had his name earlier. McVeigh, Timothy McVeigh, blew up the building in Oklahoma. Killed many people. For all intents and purposes, a truck of fertilizer. In fact, the deadliest attack on a school to ever take place on U.S. soil was done without a single round being fired. In Bath Township, Michigan, 44 people, mostly children, lost their lives when a man by the name of Andrew Kehoe blew up the town school. The attack is often disregarded by history as it paints a different narrative outside the normal problem. Right? Doesn't have anything to do with guns. As Smithsonian.com reports, the local institute of learning was Bath Consolidated School. It built only 5 years earlier to replace the scattered one-room schools of the surrounding farmland. It had 314 students from around the region, many of the sons and daughters of farmers. Some students were bussed in, but all took classes with their peers. Kehoe, an electrician, had snapped and become angry after the town's taxes levied on his farm had forced him into foreclosure. He was notified last June that the mortgage on his farm would be foreclosed, and that that may have been the circumstance that started this whole thing working. His brain snapped. He got mad. So while he worked in the school as an electrician, he wired it with explosive. Luckily for half the students at the school, the timer on one of Kehoe's homemade explosives failed to go off. Think about it. The tragedy could have been far worse. However, the catastrophe resulting from 38 children and 6 adults who died was still, it's just terrible. Back to, if they want to find a way to kill you, if they want to do something like this, they're going to do it. You're not going to stop them. And I shouldn't, that doesn't mean you give up. That doesn't mean you didn't try to stop. You do everything in your power. You do everything you can to make sure that you keep these kids safe no matter what. There was a pile of children, about 5 or 6 under the roof, and some of them had arms sticking out. Some had legs. Some had their heads sticking out. They were unrecognizable because they were covered with dust, plaster, and blood. That's according to a local account. It's a miracle that many parents didn't lose their minds before the task of getting their children out of the ruins was complete. It was between 5 and 6 o'clock that evening before the last child was taken out. Prior to setting of the explosives in the school, Kehoe murdered his family, burned down his farm after the bombing, he blew up his car, killing himself and others nearby. This guy was gone, big time gone, and not one shot was fired. All right? Not one shot was fired. Think about this. So now what do we do? Bar electricians from working alone? The story barely registered a blip in the national headlines at the time, and it was almost immediately wiped away by the news of the Charles Lindbergh's successful first-ever nonstop transatlantic flight 2 days before the bombing. And because Kehoe didn't fit the stereotypical definition of a terrorist at the time, the United States quickly forgot about it. Now, according to Time, in the 1920s, the terrorists who most Americans feared were anarchists. Newsreels regularly reported anarchist-related bombings and attacks in the U.S. and abroad. Anarchists were scary, but they were also characterized as shady foreigners. Now, when people thought of these anarchists, they thought of men like Sacco and Vanzetti. Hey, that's those two Italian, of course, Italian guys, right? Terrorist Italian guys? Whose final appeal against death sentences had failed a few weeks before Kehoe's attack. They were executed that August. So white men in small towns didn't fit the mold. There's no mold for mass killers. Instead of talking about solutions to stop the problem, Americans tend to focus more on the symptoms. We do that even with illnesses, right? How do you stop the cold and flu? How do you stop the aches and pains? Instead of dealing with what you need to take to push it out of your body. So we have a rational discussion on mental health and the direct role of sight. Look at, I've been saying this forever, and I'm not even an expert. Until you guys want to sit down and have a real, honest discussion, nothing's going to get fixed. Nothing is going to get fixed. You know, President Trump gets beat on all the time, you know, for the job situation and that kind of thing. And he's always talking about big, beautiful coal. And everybody's talking about how he's not going to get reelected, and, you know, because this stuff can't stand the time and won't be able to keep up with it, that, you know, people are going to lose their jobs no matter what. This can't sustain. But I want you to think about something here. Obama said, and other Democrats giggled when he said he was going to bring coal jobs back, or he was going to bring jobs back to the Midwest, to the middle of the country, to the Rust Belt. Oh, I can't do that. Too far gone. Can't fire up those mills again. You can't do any of that, right? Well, inside of the West Virginia steel town, that was destroyed by NAFTA. Think about that. They were all for that on the Dem side, weren't they? After NAFTA went into effect, they lost 94% of their jobs. Trump is now king. You know why? Because the city's coming back to life. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you for being with me today. Appreciate your patience. Appreciate your support. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.